Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lyndon Johnson and the American Dream by Doris Kearns Goodwin. Read by Gabra Zachman and Jim Frangione.
Forward. It is more than 40 years since Lyndon Johnson died, and yet my last conversation with him, 2 days before his fatal heart attack, still turns in my mind as if that formidable, frustrating, fascinating character were still alive. When the phone rang in my Cambridge apartment that raw January morning at 6 a.m., I knew before I answered it that it was him. He would often call before dawn, following a pattern set at the ranch when he would come into my room to wake me up so we could talk before the day's activities began. His voice on these occasions was soft, so soft it was sometimes hard to understand, but on this morning, the pain and sadness in his tone was so striking that I forced myself to comprehend every word. "Listen," he began. "I've been reading Carl Sandburg's biography on Lincoln, and no matter how great the book's supposed to be, I can't bring Lincoln to life. And if that's true for me, one president reading about another, then there's no chance the ordinary person in the future will ever remember me. No chance. I'd have been better off looking for immortality."